No worries.
Appreciate the patience.
Yeah, no stress.
Okay, everybody, sorry for the delay, and apologies sincerely to Josh.
No stress.
And to Tricia as well. Let's start with questions in the room, and then we'll jump to Zoom for some interesting parties. Neil, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Josh, a disappointing evening for you. What was your take on the performance by your team?
It's tough. It's quite fresh right now. We came up short. It wasn't enough. There's gonna be a lot of time for reflection and thinking about it. Just right now, it's bitter. It's bitter on the tongue. So it's really disappointing and just disappointment all around.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room, Joseph?
Hey Josh, any reason why you came up with the second half? Probably if you started, you think the game would be different.
No.
You guys were like you guys didn't do any direct shots. You guys lacked all the time on long shots. You believe being on the first in the first half, you will come out with a different result?
No, not at all. We had the plan and it's been set. I think we definitely could have been more direct going forward and attacking the goal in the first and second half, but that's football sometimes. And then we take that goal and then we're chasing. So I wouldn't change anything as of right now.
Even though you guys lost tonight, you guys were playing some good football. You guys came up to this game. What do you take for you and with the guys? So
yeah.
What is your feeling?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, in these moments, these are learning moments. Every time you fail and you don't get your result, I don't like to say fail, but when you don't reach your goal, it's a moment to learn. And I think we all need to look at this and become better from it. And there's no choice but to find a positive in it. And even though right now it doesn't feel very positive, we go home, we've got a lot of time to reflect. And I know for a fact I'll be better from this. I know the staff will be better from this. I know the team will be better from this. I don't know what that'll look like just yet, but I know this is how you get better, is when you learn from these struggles.
Sorry, Jacob Mitchell was in there first.
Josh, I know it goes without saying a little bit, but how much of a killer was that first goal they scored? Because you guys, you know, had really held them to very little, if anything, before that moment. Had probably the better chance in the first half.
Yeah, that's one of those things when you don't take your chances away and you let them come into the game and get more comfortable, that happens in football sometimes. And then the second goal is just us pushing. You know, that's what happens. We leave one at the back and that happens. So just how it goes sometimes. We got to finish our chances.
Josh, you know, late on, scores an outside goal, and it feels like maybe some things just weren't totally connected. Maybe would you like attribute that just to some hitters just trying to do too much with their
play,
or?
I don't know. It's hard to say exactly what it is now. I feel like we had these half chances here and there, and like I'm just was saying to Mitchell, it's about just being ruthless and taking it. And I don't think the occasion got to us at all. I think it's just one of those things in football. Sometimes the ball doesn't bounce your way. And that's what it is.
During the full time, both of the teams, York United and Pacific Sea, had a little shoving up.
Yep.
Can you describe what actually happened?
Yeah. When the stakes are high, and you know we put a lot into this game, we put our blood, sweat, and tears into this, and so do they, and so you know emotions are high, especially at the end of the whistle when you know you work so hard for 8 months, and it all comes crashing down abruptly, and that's not to excuse anything. I think we need to be better. We don't need to be doing that, but I also understand why tempers flare and things like that happen. I don't condone it, of course, but that's just those are just competitors going at each other.
Josh, you mentioned a little bit about you know, bounces not going through. It seemed like in the first half, you know, both teams are kind of fighting for the ball.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of those 50-50 bounces seemed like they were going opposite of, you know, the team that would have wanted it more.
Yeah,
Just maybe, you know, as a player on the field, I wonder if you, you know, saw some of the similar things and
totally.
You know, what you felt about not necessarily the surface, because I mean, I think most people would say that bounces that you guys are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, you said it, like, you can blame things out of your control, but that doesn't do anything. It's the same for both teams, right? And at the end of the day, I think, I don't know the stats for sure, but it felt like they were winning more duels than us. And in a playoff game, in a cagey match like that, if you want to win this game, you have to want it more. You have to fight for more duels. And unfortunately, just from the eye test, I don't know exactly, but it looked like York won more duels than us today.
Any other questions for Joseph? One more, please.
Yeah, Josh, is any learning lesson that you guys are going to take with a game like this? On paper, you guys look a little stronger, with more experience.
Yep.
But that you guys play good, one mistake, it destroys you guys.
Yeah, it's football. It sucks, doesn't it?
what is the learning lesson? Maybe the next time?
Yeah, it's... I don't think I have an answer for you right now. And it's too fresh for me right now. The emotions are still there, the disappointment, the anger, the sadness it's still at the surface right now, and I don't think I have the answer for you. And I think that answer will come in the coming weeks and the months, and the more I reflect on it. But yeah, it's just I'm not quite sure. Sorry, I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah, it's just looking towards next year. I just read something today that you are. Team leads the league as the most under 21 minutes by 2-1 over 5 other teams.
Yeah.
And so that must look good for the future.
Yeah.
And so let's say, I guess the reason why you were fifth is you had like a sort of a slow start. So
yeah.
With the experience of these guys maturing, we'll say, like how important is it for a faster start next season?
Yeah, it's... We want to start fast, we want the middle to be fast, and we want to end fast. We're not like, oh, we want to start slow and then, you know, get better as the year goes on. That's not really the plan. We want to try and be as consistent as possible. The most consistent team does well. And when it comes to the young boys, that's part of our club identity. We want to trust the young kids and give them opportunities and create pathways for young pros in this country. And I think that's the fantastic part that the CPL is doing and my club in Pacific. Is that we're creating pathways for young Canadians and young Canadian soccer players. It was something I wish I had when I was a young boy. So it's very cool, and you know we're on the right path. We just have to keep building. But very grateful for you know the club and the league to be building these opportunities for young people.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? Okay, Josh, Cleve is just waiting.
Cleve, I know Cleve. Hey, Cleve.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, tough night. Again, just your thoughts. The last questioner stole my thunder. The future of this team on the island and what it's meant to island soccer to have pro soccer in town. But not only that, but with yourself, Dario, Sean Melvin, Sean Young, Islanders on the team who, you know, grew up playing and have a chance now to, you know, either... And their careers are start their careers in the pro game. Now, what has this meant over the last 6 years and the 5 you've been with it?
Yeah, I mean, it means it's humbling. It's very humbling because, like I say, when I was 15, 16, growing up on the island, there was no clear path for me. I had to go down to America, carve out my own way in the game, and to look at it now and you see young boys on the team getting their opportunities, getting calls up, like Greco Taylor up to the national team. Sammy getting good opportunities, these young boys, Sammy in particular being an island boy and getting his opportunity to play, it's what this league's for, it's what this club's for, and it's a humbling to be a part of it on the older end of it, for sure. I wish I was 18, 19 again. That would be nice, but it's good.
And one final question, just for this group, what's going to need to improve next year to get from number 5 to higher up in the table?
Yeah, I think, even just like the couple minutes I've been sitting here reflecting, it's consistency, because I think you've seen us this year where we can beat any team in this league 100%, and we've done it. And if you look at our record, and then we've also lost games maybe we should have won, and you can't flip flop. You have to be consistent. You have to be consistent with your approach and everything you do, especially as you travel and at home. It's a tough league to be consistent. I think that's what we need. That's the next big step is finding consistency somehow. And if we do that every day, you know, things will bounce our way.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks, Cleve.
Thank you, Cleve. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
thank you.
Recording stopped.
Good.